Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your market update for Election Day. It's finally here. So we have Election Day today, and then in 2 days, the Federal Reserve is going to tell us what they're going to do. So it's action-packed. I'll go over the economic calendar with you slightly, but I don't think really any of this economic news is really going to last for today or cause anything in itself to change because it's Election Day. So right through here, here's the economic calendar we have for today. The biggest one through here is the U.S. election. Then we have exports, imports, trade imbalances, S&P, and all this other stuff. If you look at the S&P Global Composite Services Index, it's basically right in line to where it was. So there's nothing shocking there. But right now, what the markets are poised for, or waiting for, is Election Day. The concerning thing right now is the volatility. Right through here, we have Treasuries, their most volatile day in a year because of the election. So that's going to play some havoc on yields and rates. So let's get over to see what the MBS bond's doing right now. So we have the MBS bond down 11 ticks. So what does that mean? Well, it basically means mortgage rates are going to go up just a tad. They might go up to, let's see where they are right now. You might hit 7.09 again, maybe. But the market's been completely volatile today. So we opened up the day down like 30, and then it picked all the way up to positive territories, and now we're back down minus 9. So I think the markets are just going to be stagnant. Let's see what the equity markets are doing right now on CNBC. They're probably just flat. Oh, we have the Dow Jones up 180, S&P up 41, NASDAQ up 180. Let's see what cryptocurrency is doing. Crypto, holy shnikes, $2,300. That's a huge jump. I don't know if that's giving us a warning on who might get elected. Cryptocurrencies rise as investors brace for U.S. election. Bitcoin reclaims $70,000 a barrel, a coin. And then let's go to oil. Oil's up to 72. That's not good news. Oil trades in tight range ahead of U.S. election. So why do we focus in on oil here? If you're new to my channel, this is a huge piece of inflation. So as you see, as oil goes above 70, inflation gets a little bit higher because basically everything runs on oil, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you deem that. We'd like oil basically under $70 a barrel for inflation purposes. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right through here. And then that's basically it for the day. MBS market is down 7. So there's no alerts coming out or anything right now. So what we're going to do, we're just going to stay on pause. I'll be posting throughout the day to let you guys know, maybe like midday, 2, 3 o'clock. And then in the evening, I'll post an evening edition tonight, letting you know if the election results come in, how that's affecting the markets overnight trading. So stay tuned all day long. We're going to have information out to you guys to keep you informed on what in the heck's going on with all of this. So you might ask, Dan, who are you? Okay, well, let me simplify who I am. I'm actually a loan officer, but if we scan back a little bit, here's my career. I was born and raised in West Virginia, small little coal mine town and steel mill town. I graduated college there because I didn't want to get in those trades, and I got a degree in economics. I moved to Chicago 35, 36 years ago, married my high school sweetheart. We have 3 kids, and I've been doing mortgages my whole life. So I know them. Hopefully, I know them like the back of my hand. And the cool thing is I work at ServBank. So here's where this helps you guys. ServBank is one of the country's, they're the 10th largest mortgage servicer in the country. We hold over $20 billion in loans. Okay, so that's how big this company is. But we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. Okay, so here's what that gives you. That gives you the security and the backing of a huge company. But that also gives you the security of, because we're a broker, we're set up with about 50 different lenders. I'm going to offer you one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan all over the country with 50 of the largest lenders in the whole country, as well as my lending institution, to see who's got the best terms for you. So let us guide you through this whole process. You have enough to do. If you're trying to buy that first house, maybe first investment property, you're trying to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, let us do the heavy lifting on the mortgage side of the equation. Because again, like I've said, one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 50 of the country's largest lenders. So stay tuned later this afternoon. We'll be coming back with periodic updates on how the election's going and how that's affecting the markets. So take care. See you later this afternoon. Bye-bye.